This podcast is supported by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. In fact, even today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. But it's time for a change. It's time for Midi. Midi's not just a healthcare provider. It's a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders in women's health. Their clinicians provide one-on-one, face-to-face consultations where they truly listen to your unique needs. They offer a full range of holistic, data-driven solutions that isn't one-size-fits-all care. This is care uniquely tailored for you. At Midi, you will find that their mission is clear: to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because they believe midlife isn't the middle at all. It is the beginning of your second act. Ready to feel your best and write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today to book your personalized insurance-covered virtual visit. That's joinmidi.com. Midi, the care women deserve.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So to give a little context on this story here, I wanted to mention that back in May, IBM kind of reinforced its commitment to AI technology. They unveiled their Watson X. And that's kind of funny because Watson was like one of the OG AI models. If you remember, Watson was created many, many years ago, and it essentially won, I believe, Jeopardy or something like that. IBM has had a lot of this AI tech for quite some time. It kind of fizzled and disappeared. But now that they're doing this whole refresh, they're bringing it back, and now they're calling it Watson X. So, you know, it's not like the old product is dead. It's just kind of, you know, 2.0 version. So this product, they unveiled the whole product platform at their annual Think Conference. And the platform aims to serve as a library for fine-tuning pre-existing models for enterprise applications. So, however, IBM has recently taken its AI endeavors to an unexpected but exciting frontier, and that is the tennis court. So for the first time, IBM is offering AI-generated audio tennis highlights for all matches during the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. And they're doing this alongside AI-based analysis to kind of evaluate the projected challenges that players may face against their competition. Essentially, what they're doing is replacing a sports, you know, broadcaster. These you know, the people that are sitting up there as a game is going on, and they're kind of making these live calls and live plays. This is really interesting, right? Because up until now, we've seen AI obviously pull from a giant data set of data and write articles, or, you know, you can turn that into audio. This is kind of taking it to a new level where essentially they're having an AI system analyze all the analytics from the game, all the statistics from the game, everyone that's passing to everyone else, every yard that's being made, every move that's being played, and then they're able to make commentary on that. And my assumption is that they have essentially been able to train a model based off of, you know, sports games that have happened in the past, and what the commentators were saying back then. And in comparison to what was actually happening on the field, right? So it's kind of interesting because we have all of this in video format, And then essentially to get that sort of data, you have to kind of convert the video format into data, into a data format. But since we have all of the video, you can essentially do that. You can just convert the video into data, say like this player ran this many yards, passed this many, this or that here. And essentially you turn the entire video of a game into data, then you feed that data alongside what the commentators are saying, and now you have a model that can really powerfully do this. So I think this is an absolute no-brainer. Sportcasters definitely need to watch out. There's definitely always going to be a place on Fox News and, you know, MSNBC or wherever sports is being covered for sports broadcasters to kind of be the public face of the commentary because people like to watch that. But I think as more sports goes to being watched on phones and on mobile, I mean, you've seen even the NBA making big investments in this space. I think that this is going to be an area that is, becomes very, very popular as it's, you know, essentially cutting down costs and maybe it's getting the analysis in faster or something, right? Maybe they're going to have some sort of reason why this is better than a normal newscaster. I'm sure a lot of people have... think that that's a controversial idea and we'll have strong opinions on that. In any case, each year, more than 700,000 enthusiasts flock to Flushing Meadows, New York to witness, it's the creme de la creme of the tennis world, and that is the U.S. Open. So, and there's 700,000 people that go, but another 10 million fans globally watch the competition via the U.S. Open app and website. And IBM has collaborated with the United States Tennis Association, the USTA, for three decades to offer kind of enrich digital experiences for tennis fans. But this is really, really definitely going to be taking it to another level. So the magic begins at the IBM Data Operations Center located in the basement of Arthur Ashe Stadium. So the hub is where millions of data points are going to get captured and scrutinized, right? Because as I was mentioning before, obviously you could use an AI to do this on previous data if you get a video and convert the video to data. But this you have to do in real time. So on average, each point in a tennis match generates 56 data points for analysis, and IBM deploys AI models developed by and deployed via WatsonX that run on a hybrid cloud infrastructure provided by Red Hat OpenShift, and this enables the company to produce high-quality audio narrations and captions for U.S. Open highlight videos on really an unprecedented scale. So IBM's foray into AI goes beyond mere just like highlights. The company has also introduced an AI draw analysis tool, which is of course powered by WatsonX. And the tool uses a combination of structured and unstructured data to predict the level of advantage or disadvantage for each player in the singles draw. So this is actually really interesting because beyond just like a sports commentator sitting there and being like, oh, they're looking like this is a tough time. And in the past, this player has, you know, had a hard time with their backhand or returning this type of serve or that, right? Like the commentators have all sorts of little facts that they can bring out and talk about. This is interesting because this really has like the predictive power. So they're like predicting how hard on a predictive analytical perspective, you know, something might be. So fans can easily dive into individual matches to kind of evaluate the projected difficulty levels players might face as the tournament advances. And Kristen Corio, which is a chief commercial officer at the USTA, disclosed the organization's limitations in covering highlights for, you know, the extensive range of matches. She said, quote, depending on how many writers you have, you can only do a few matches at a time. The other matches would just have stats and scores, but no commentary. So these stories are untold. Consequently, IBM and the USTA have been exploring ways to scale tournament coverage by integrating AI technologies with statistical data and storytelling elements. And this is really interesting because I'm not sure if all of this is really happening in real time where they have like, it's not like they've completely replaced sports broadcasters, but based off of the technology and the what I was telling you earlier on, I believe it is fully capable. We're at a place where we're fully capable of doing that, essentially replacing sports broadcasters. And I think what's more interesting here, right, we recently did a very interesting podcast episode with Steven Wasik, who's the CEO of InfoSentience, and he has a really cool product that essentially it takes all of the scores and analytics from a game and it writes a really well written article specifically like his algorithm. It's kind of interesting because it doesn't just write about all of the data points. It's not just a template that fills in the data into like an article, but it actually takes all the data points, it ranks them on kind of a scale of which ones are the most interesting or unusual, and then it writes an article. And he's has partnerships with some pretty big people in the sports arena, the sports space, to automatically use AI to generate these articles. And his whole thing is the same as what, you know, they're struggling with right now, which is there's not enough journalists to cover every single game, like a lot of smaller university games, a lot of games that are kind of not as big don't get any coverage, which, you know, is kind of hard for those teams to you know, get coverage of what they're doing. And so with these AI technologies, you're able to, even if you don't have a journalist, you don't have the headcount or the ability, maybe it's not quite financially feasible, but it would still be a great thing to cover those games. There's still a lot of fans from those specific areas that would be interested. You can use AI for those tools. And so I think that is also an area that we're going to start seeing IBM dive into as well, just based off of what we're seeing here. Corio also expressed the USTA's kind of future aspirations to include AI-generated highlights in multiple languages, something that they're not currently doing. They identified Spanish as an initial focus to kind of broaden engagement. And then I think when it comes to employing advanced AI applications in this kind of long-standing partnership, Corey emphasized the critical, the criticality of data control, really. So the USTA relies on its own vetted official data, but Corio cautioned that there are others who, quote, peddle in the unofficial data. To kind of navigate these waters, the USTA plans to establish several task forces to assess the benefits and risks involved. So that's very interesting. One immediate concern is the issue of AI hallucination instances where the AI systems may produce incorrect or misleading information. Addressing this, an IBM spokesperson, reassured that human quality checks are in place for their AI commentary. They said, quote, we're hoping over time we can reduce the need of human QA, but we do check each highlight clip to make sure that the commentary is solid. All in all, I think IBM's efforts significantly kind of play to a need in the arena. I think they kind of signify a groundbreaking fusion of sports and AI technology. And I think they're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in delivering a rich data-driven fan experience. I think this is great overall, especially for a lot of games that, you know, just weren't able to get coverage before. And now you can get coverage of all the games. I think it's a lot more equitable for everyone and for the fans. They definitely want as much info on their favorite players, their favorite teams as possible. And so I think this is a really great move in that direction.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.